We're on Daf Chav Chesem Aleph, about 15 lines down. We're in the middle of the story with Rav Gamliel. Tana Adius Bobiom Nishna. So the Braisa says that Adius was learned on that day, the Masechta of Adius. Whenever it says Bobiom throughout Shas, it refers to this day where Rav Gamliel was taken out. Rav Elazar ben Azariah became Roshiva. There was no halacha that was a suffix in the base medrash that wasn't explained, because simply put, everybody understood that when Rav Elazar ben Azariah came in, there were so many people that came in, they got ideas from everywhere. Even Rav Gamliel, even though he was taken down, he didn't stop himself from going to the base medrash even for an hour. Then now we learn the mission of Bobi Yomba Yehuda Geramoni Lufnayim, the base medrash. On that day, Yehuda Geramoni came in front of them, in front of the base medrash. Am I allowed to join the Kaal? Am I allowed to join the Kaal? Am I allowed to join the Kaal? Rav Gamliel told him, no, it's Asr. On the Rav Yishua, Motar to Levo Bakal. Rav Yishua says, it's Motar for you to join Klal Yisrael. And the Rav Gamliel, look, Varnem, Elo, Yvon Moni, Moavi, Kaal Hashem. What do you mean? An Ammoni and a Moavi can't come into the Kaal Hashem, and he's a Geramoni. On the Rav Yishua, Yaman and Moab and Kaman and Yoshim, you think Kaman and Moab are the same people as they were? Kvar Ola Sancher Melech Hashur Bilbilos Kol Umos. Sancher, the king of Assyria, went and mixed up all the nations. Asir Gvulos Amim, I removed the boundaries of the nations. Vasidoseim Shosti, I plundered all their treasures. Vorid Kaabir Yoshvim, and I brought down all the dwellers that were all over the place. Hold the person, Ruba Parish, and since he came from the rover of the world, we assume he's from the rover of the world. He's not really Ammoni. But wait, it says afterward I returned the people of Ammon, so it must be they came back, the people of Ammon. It also says I'm going to return the people of Bnei Yisrael. They haven't come back. So if Bnei Yisrael haven't come back, so who says Ammon is going to come? Miadi to rule of a call. So immediately they motored him to come into the Kaal. They allowed him to come back to the Kaal. And Rav Gamliel, hold the Halchiyava, Eizel Vaisel Rav Yeshua. So Rav Gamliel says, since that's what happened, I'm going to go and I'm going to appease Rav Yeshua. Kimatul Beisei Chazinu Lashizet Beisei Meshacharon. When he came to his house, right, Rav Gamliel went to the house of Rav Yeshua, he realized that Rav Yeshua was such a gadol. He went to his house, he saw that the walls of the house were black. Amalei Mikosu Beisei Chatu Nikar Shabacham Yato. From the walls of your house, you must be a blacksmith. Amalei Oyle Dorashat Aparasoi. How could you have been the leader of our generation? And zone in. You don't know the pain of the Talmid Chacham, how they're making Parnassa, how they make the Mizonos. How did you not know? I'm alone in Nisilach. Said Rav Gamliel, I pained you. Machali, please forgive me. Loashkach, but he didn't listen, Rav Yeshua. Also, Bishvok Kavad Abba said, Rav Gamliel, do it for my father. Pious. He appeased him. Amr Manez of Limelu Rabban. Who's going to go tell the rabbis that Rav Gamliel was appeased? Or Rav Yeshua was appeased on Rav Gamliel. Amr Lahua, who Koveh, Sadan Azilno. So this washer, he got up and he said, I'll go. Shalach Rav Yeshua Lebe Midrash Manda, Lovish Madi Yavosh Mada. So Rav Yeshua sent a message to the base manager, the one who wore the cloak should wear the cloak again. Manda Lovish Mada, Yemr Lamanda, Lovish Mada, Shalach Madhavan Al Beshe. Should the one who's never wore a cloak say to the one who wore a cloak, send your cloak so that I can wear it? So Rav Gamliel should be Roshiva again and not Rav Elazar Nazar Milari Kivala Rabban. Rabbi Akiva told the rabbis to lock the doors, said the servants of Rabbi Gamliel don't come and pain the rabbis because they're going to kick everybody out. Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, I got to get up and do it myself. The Kovias wasn't good enough. Also, Rabbi knocked on the door of the basement. A person who's a sprinkler of blood, the son of a sprinkler, but a Kohen, he should continue sprinkling the blood. Somebody who never sprinkled blood and is not the son of somebody who sprinkled blood, he should tell somebody who's a sprinkler of blood, the son of a sprinkler of blood, your waters are filled with cave water, and your ashes are ashes from something that's burned. He told Rabbi Kiva, you're not good enough to make these decisions. I'm good enough. I'm a Kohen. I get to make decisions. I'm Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayasta. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Yeshua, you were appeased. We only did for your honor. Tomorrow, me and you will go up to the door of Rabbi Gamliel and bring him back. So what do we do? Now, if we remove Rabbi Elazar Nazar, we can only let people go up. We can't let them go down. If we let each one darshan for 1 week, also like New Year, they're going to be jealous of each other. Literally, Rabbi Gamliel tells Shabbosi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah chad Shabbosi. Let Rabbi Gamliel darshan for 3 Shabbosim. On the side, it says 2. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will do 1 Shabbos. Honey, don't remember Shabbos from Yisrael. That's when they ask, whose Shabbos was it to darshan? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's week. Also, Talmud Rishon Bar Yochai. That Talmud, that's the kasha. Whether or not Marv is a Rishus or Rechov is Rishon Bar Yochai. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yeshua told him was Roshos, because he's somebody who didn't really need to daven as Roshim Bar Yochai. Two dots. Roshom was often called a Musaf could be done all day long. Rabbi Yochai and Nikra Poshea. If you daven late in the day, you're called a Poshea. If you have 2 tefillos in front of you, one of Mincha and one of Musaf, Mispal Shemichav Yarkam, Mispal Shemusaf, Shizuvayne, Zuayne Tadira. Daven Mincha first, and then daven Musaf. Because Mincha is a Tadir tefillah. It's a tefillah that happens one at a time after the other again. And Musaf only happens once in a while. Rabbi Yeshua, Mispal Shemusaf, Mispal Shemichav, Zumitzal Veres, Zumitzal Shen Overes. Rabbi Yehuda says you should daven Musaf and then daven Mincha, because Musaf, right, is going to go. You have until the seventh hour of the day. Mincha, it's not overus because you have until the end of the day. So Rabbi Yehuda says always do Musaf first. We mentioned that before. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lachem yispalush mincha v'achem yispalush Musaf. The halacha is Rabbi Yochanan says we daven Mincha first and then we daven Musaf. Rabbi Zera keva cholish migirs hava also yosav pisgad of debay revnas of aratuvi. Rabbi Zera, when he was sick and he couldn't learn, so he went to sit by the door of the base medrash revnas of aratuvi. Amar ki chavi rabbanan also kimun gamayi v'akav agra. When the rabbis pass by, I'll stand up for them and I'll get schar for that. Can you imagine that, Rabbi Zera? So he was standing up for the rabbis, walking out because he couldn't learn. Nafakas of Rabbi Nassim Bartuvi. Rabbi Nassim Bartuvi came out. Amalei, manam ralacha be'me Joshua. Who said the halacha in the base medrash? Amalei, hacham Rabbi Yochanan. They said in the quote, quoted Rabbi Yochanan, in halacha Rabbi Yehuda, damar yispalu al nusham musach, and yispalu sham mincha. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you'd have a musaf and then mincha. We'd have a mincha and then musaf. And then Rabbi Yochanan amra. He said, Rabbi Yochanan said that. Amalei, in, yeah, it was Rabbi Yochanan. Tanamini arba'in zimni, he learned it from him 40 times, or Zera heard it from him 40 times. Amalei, chada hilach? Oh, chada hilach. Is this the only statement you ever heard from Rabbi Yochanan? Or is it a brand new statement of Rabbi Yochanan? Like Chadis Eli. I've heard other statements from Rabbi Yochanan, but this is brand new to me. Mishum is fakely Rabbi Shulban Levi. I had a suffix of Rabbi Shulban Levi said, and now you're telling me it's Rabbi Yochanan. I wanted to repeat it so I can get it down. Okay, that brings us to the two dots, four lines off the bottom. Rabbi Shulban Levi calling his follow to Lishum was seven lachash of Shells of Rabbi Yehuda. Anybody davens Musaf after 7 hours a day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all of a kasmar nugi mimoed asafti. You are nugi mimoed is I am mourning from the moed, from the time asafti. I gathered in mimcha you, and it's all because of you that these bad things happen. How could you not have davened Musaf by the seventh hour of the day? Mamashon high nugi lishon tavrahu. I don't know nugi means it's broken. It's something that's bad. Can I talk to Rabbi Yosef? Tavra osi al sanin beis Yisrael to achru zmani moadin Yerushalayim. There should be brokenness on the enemies of Bnei Yisrael that they delayed the zman of the moed in Yerushalayim itself. Oy. How could that have been? Amr Rabbi Elazar Golem Saltu L'Shoshachar Zachar Abba Sholzal Rabbi Yehuda Olav HaKazmon Nugim Moed Asafti Mincha Hayu. So that doesn't only apply by Musaf, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It applies anybody who davens Shachar's late after 4 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Olav HaKazmon Nugim Moed Asafti Mincha Hayu. How could you have delayed not only daven Musaf late, how could you have delayed daven Shachar's late? Mama Shehai Nugi Loshen Etzarahu. I don't even know that that's pained. Dixiv Dolfa Nafshi Mituga. My soul drips from sorrow. That's the word Nugi Tuga. Renachem Reis Gomer Mihalcha B'Sul Seh Nugos. The young girl, they cry, bihimarla, and it's bitter for what happened over here. So for sure, do not delay your tefillah. Don't delay your tefillah to go late. Try to daven as soon as you can. Top of the daven, Chav Chesma Vez. Rav Avya, Chalav Rav Yosef, Perkut Rav Yosef. Rav Avya got sick. He wouldn't come to the yeshiva of Rav Yosef, the shir of Rav Yosef. The next day when he came, Bo Abai Lenuchi Datid Rav Yosef. Abai wanted to settle down Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef must have been upset that Rav Avya didn't show up. And Lemaitam Lo Asam Ala Perkut, why didn't you come to yeshiva, to the shir the other day? I was weak. I wasn't able to lay my little time to meet see. So why didn't you taste something? You should have eaten something and then come to share afterward. I'm a little sub of the model. How do Ravuna? Didn't you hold it? Ravuna, Ravuna also, Adam Shiitam Klum Kunashi Spalatville Smusafin. You're not supposed to eat before you daven Musaf. So I didn't want to go to share, right? If I wasn't going to eat, and I couldn't eat before Musaf, there was nothing I could do. I'm a little model of Tuli Tuli to Musaf and Yachavil. He told me to Lemesi. What you should have done is you should daven Musaf by yourself, eat something, and then come to share. I'm a little sub of the model. How do Rabbi Yochanan? There's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan also, Adam Shiakhtin to feel also to feel Sitzibur. You can't daven Musaf before the rest of the Tibur davens Musaf. No, we say about that, the Rabbi Abba says, "Betzibor shanu." That's only in a tzibor. Meaning, in other words, a person can't daven shachnu tefilos l'tefilos tzibor. A tzibor can't daven before the tzibor, but an individual, if you need to, you could. The leisichus alok Rav Huna alok Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. We don't paskin like Rabbi Huna, and we don't hold like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rav Huna hada amar. We don't hold like Rav Huna. You're not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to eat anything before you daven musaf. Not true. You could have kiddush club. You're allowed to eat something before davening musaf. You shouldn't, but you're allowed to have kiddush club. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, don't Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Kivish ki yezman tefilos amincha. Also lo adnu shi'itom klum kodesh yisbal tefilos amincha. Once it reaches the time of tefilos mincha, it's usher to eat anything before you davened mincha. And that's Rabbi Shulman Levi's statement. So once Mincha comes along, you can't eat anything before you get to that tefillah itself. So that's something that we say, no, we don't hold that way. You are allowed to eat something, you are allowed to do something, but you got to have a reminder that you're going to daven Mincha later. So we don't hold like that, Rabbi Shulman Levi. Okay. Rabbi Nachman Mekana in the Mishnah. Rabbi Nachman Mekana is public knows the base medrash b'tziyasa tefillah katzara. Every time Rabbi Shulman Levi went in and walked out of the base medrash, he would daven a small tefillah. Amal Mamakum was tefillah. So they asked him, where do you get this tefillah from? Amal Lehem, he said them, Bechanisasin and Mispalo Shalir Adover Tachalal Yadu b'tziyasin and Inosin Odol Chalki. Every time I enter the base medrash, I daven that nothing bad should happen through me. When I leave, I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that I have. So what are those tefillahs? Son Rabban, Bechanisasin, what would he say when he walked into the base medrash? Here's one of the Nachashim Lokai. May it be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalir Adover Tachalal Yadin nothing bad should happen to me. I shouldn't mess up when it comes to Allah. All my friends should be happy with him. I shouldn't say something that's Tameh that it's Torah, and something Torah that it's Tameh. I should not mess up. My friends should not mess up in Edvar Allah, and I shouldn't be happy when I see them mess up. Chas v'shalom, something like that shouldn't happen. What would he say when he would leave? I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You made my chilek part of the base matter, those who sit in the base matter. You didn't allow my chilek to be of those people who sit in the corners. I get up, they get up. I get up to learn, they get up to do nothing. I work hard, they work hard. I work hard and I get schar. They work hard and they don't get schar. I run and they run. They're going to bear shachas. That's what you say after you leave. Thank God I got to be in part of the base matter. Tan Rabbanan, we learn in Rabbi Eliezer got sick. He's telling me to visit him. Teach us the ways of life so we can get Olam Haba. He told them, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus told them, number one, he's our covet of Reichem. Be careful about the covet of your friends. Always be careful with the honor of your friend. Number two, stop your children from learning Torah, says Rashi, learning Torah in Pshat without Medrash. Number three, Voshim ben Birkat Talmid Chachamim, sit them by the knees of Talmid Chachamim. So here seems to be a fourth thing over here. When you daven, know in front of whom you're davening. If you do that, you're going to be zochet to Chayim Haba. By doing those four things, you're going to be zochet to Olam Haba. Because when he saw those Tamidim, he started crying, the light of Israel, the right pillar, the strong hammer, why are you crying? If they would bring me in front of a human flesh and blood king, today he's here, tomorrow he's going to be in the grave, his anger is not going to last forever. So that's number one, he's going to die. Number two, his anger doesn't last forever. Number three, if he puts me in jail, it's not going to be forever. Number four, if he kills me, he doesn't kill me forever. Number five, I'm able to appease him with words. Number six, I can bribe him with money. Nonetheless, if I'd be brought in front of this king, I'd be crying. Now that I'm being brought in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, number one, he's going to live forever. Number two, right? If he gets angry at me, his anger lasts forever. Number three, if he ties me up, that tying up, if he puts me in jail, that jail is forever. Number four, if he kills me, that death is forever. I'm not able to appease him with words, I'm not able to bribe him with money. Not only that, but I have two roads. One is Gan Eden, one is Gehenna. I don't even know where I'm going. Should I not cry? Said Rabbi Yochum Azakai. They said, Rabbi, give us a bracha. You should be afraid of heaven as much as you are of other people. That's it. If only when a person doesn't have any adam, he says, I hope nobody saw me. That's how you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that way. When he died, he said to them, Panu kelim in atuma, take the kelim out, I'm about to die, take it away for tuma. Ve'achinu kisei, prepare a seat for a Chizkio, the king of Yehuda, who is coming to greet me. Why Chizkio? That's something that's a little bit beyond my pay grade. The Mishnah, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Chol Yom Yom Yisbal Adam Shemon Esrei. Rebbe Gamliel held, every single day a person should daven a full Shemon Esrei, Rebbe Yishua, and remain Shemon Esrei. Rebbe Yishua says you should daven a small version of Shemon Esrei. You don't have to daven a full Shemon Esrei. Rebbe Yishua says, if you can daven quickly, you should daven a regular Shemon Esrei. But if you can't, then daven a shortened version. Rebbe Yishua says, if you make your tefillah into something that you have to do, not something you want to do, your tefillah is never going to be real supplication, so you're never going to get much out of it. Rebbe Yishua says, if you go into a dangerous place, daven a short tefillah. But Omer, here's what you say. Save Hashem, your people, the rest of Israel, the whole powers of the evil, wherever they are. May their needs be in front of you. That's your tefillah you should say. If you're in a makom sakana, you can't do anything else. If you're riding a donkey or beast, would get down to David. Turn your face away from the donkey. If you can't do the, just think of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're sitting in a boat, if you're going in a boat, or you're in a raft, or a jail, then concentrate on where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is if you don't know which direction it is. Says Gemara, how do you going to be? Why do we have 18 brachas in Shemon Esrei? Our first answer is, in Tehillim Chav Tes, David HaMelech mentions Hashem's name 18 times. That's why we have 18 brachas in Shemon Esrei. That bracha, that Tehillim, Chav Tes, where we learn the brachos in the order of the first couple brachas of our Shemon Esrei, And that is 18 times Hashem's name. Rav Yosef Ben Kenegiyucha says Kodesh B'Kriyat Shema. There are 18 times it says Hashem's name in Kriyat Shema. Amrei Tanchav Amrei Yishuv Ben Levi. Our third answer, Kenegiyucha Shema Nesvei Chul Yishuv B'Shidur. There are 18 different parts of our spine, the 18 different bones that connect by the Shidra. That's the reason why we do 18 Baruchos and Shemona Nesvei. But Amrei Tanchav Amrei to say that we're giving our entire body for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Two dots. Amrei Tanchav Amrei Yishuv Ben Levi. Mespal Sar Sheyichrad Sheyispakul Kol Chul Yishuv B'Shidur. When you bow and you're davening, you should bow down so that all the different parts of your spine are able to be shown in some way. Ula Amar Kadesh Yira Isar Kenegid Libo. Ula says you should bend so that you could see a coin opposite your heart. That if you have a coin on top of your heart and you bend, you can look down and you can see it on top of your heart. As long as you bend your head, Shimonitzar, you don't have to do anything more. Amar Rava, our fourth opinion, however, you have to pain yourself. You have to look like you're bowing down. So we say, wait a second, honey, to me straight, there are 18 brachos of Shemana Asrei, Tishrei Havyan. There's 19 brachos of Shemana Asrei on Rebbe Levi, brachos of Sedukim, Yavne Tiknua. Lamal Shinim was made in Yavne later on. Kenegim Tiknua, why, well, how do they do it? We already said there's 18. Amre Levi, Rebbe Hillel, Bered, Rebbe Shemor Nachmin, Rebbe Levi says, Akon Rebbe Hillel, the son of Rebbe Shemor Nachmin, Kenegit El HaKavod Erim, because there's 18 times where it says Hashem's name. But in that Tehillim, it also says Kel Aleph Lamed HaKavod Herim, right? So that's the 19th Rebbe Yosef, Kenegit Echad Shabbat Kriyashma. Although there's 18 times Hashem's name, it also says Hashem and Elokein. Right, it also says Echad in Kriyat Shema. So that's number 19. There's small little chulia, right, of the shidra. That small little one. There's 18 plus one. That's 19. Tanur Rabbanan. We have a brayse on the bottom of the daf. Shimon Apakuli Hisar Yudchas Brachos in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Sidur Biyavne. Shimon Apakuli put together the Shmona Esrei Brachos in front of Rabbi Gamliel according to the order that they wanted in Yavne. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chum and Kulmi Yishadnu Shodel Atakim Brachos Tzedukim. Does anybody want to make a bracha against the Tzedukim, against the people that are trying to not believe in Torah Shabbat? Does anybody want to make a Vlamal Shinim? Amar Shmuel Katan Tikna. Shmuel Katan got up and he made it. Lashon HaKaris the next year. Shachacha. He forgot it. He was looking for it for 2 or 3 hours. He was trying to figure out what it was. They didn't remove him from the Amud. Why didn't they remove him from the Amud? If you make a mistake in any of the brachos of Shemana, say, Malanus, we're not going to take you down. But by Lamal Shinim, Malanus, we're going to take him down. Maybe he's a min. So why didn't they take down Shmuel HaKaltan? So we answer, Shmuel HaKaltan was different. He made it. So we're not worried about that. We assume that he's a good guy. We're going to stop right there, five lines down, on Chav Tes Amud Aleph.